Blog Talk Radio.
Another fine show brought to you by the Law of Attraction Radio Network. The Law of Attraction Talk Radio is the radio show that is changing the world through science and spirituality as we realize that our well-being and our happiness is through our own thoughts. The Law of Attraction Talk Radio, the Jules. Welcome to Law of Attraction Talk Radio. I'm Jules from beautiful Southern California, and have we got a great show for you tonight, and it's coming to you from around the world. You're absolutely going to love it because we are going to be talking about a place that will absolutely help you to manifest your dreams into reality at a much faster pace than you've ever imagined. I'm talking about Cyrus World. Now, for those of you who would like to listen to the show as you check out the pictures of Cyrus World, then here's what you do. You get on to Law of Attraction Radio Network site at lawofattracttalkradio.com and then open up two windows from the left-hand menu. One to Law of Attraction Talk Radio with Jules and the other for Cyrus World. Then you can view while you listen. Remember, you will need two windows. You might have to open up lawofattracttalkradio.com twice to get a separate window for Cyrus World. Okay, now while you do all that, I'm going to talk to you about some great things coming up right after I play this message. Unplug your mind from the daily news and plug your mind into creating a new life through the Law of Attraction Radio Network, the internet radio network that is changing the world. For mind-blowing aha moments, join us 24/7 as you listen to incredible, life-changing shows. Take Law of Attraction Radio Network to work, as you exercise, as you even shop via your iPod or MP3 player, or simply listen through your computer. Join us to create a new magical way of living all through the Law of Attraction. Tune in at lawofattracttalkradio.com. That's lawofattracttalkradio.com. See you there. Great. Oh, boy, do we have some great things coming your way. First of all, Law of Attraction Radio Network is getting a facelift. That's right. Even though we have only launched the network in January, we have outgrown our website. A brand new one is being created, and you are going to love it. So plan on seeing this site in about 2 weeks. And Arik at theeasysite.com has created this incredible state-of-the-art website for us. Just wait until you see it. By the way, if you're looking to create that perfect website, I highly recommend theeasysite.com. The service is outstanding, and what's even better is that I can still maintain the site even after the design is done. So check out the ezsite.com before you create a new website. You know, I want to mention that we have 4 new shows starting up in May, and we're going to be talking more about these shows later. But before you leave the Law of Attraction Radio Network site, go visit some of the other hosts and see all of their outstanding guests that they have coming on their shows. I can promise you that you will find every show on this network extremely uplifting and informative. They are exactly what you are looking for, I guarantee it. So just pop in, and if it feels good, listen to the show. You're going to get a lot out of it. Also, some exciting guests are coming up on the Law of Attraction Talk Radio. Like next week, we have Pippa Merivale from the UK coming on to talk about her really outstanding book called Rescued by Angels. And then we have Dawson Church, who's going to be coming back to talk about his latest book, A Genie in Your Genes, followed by Marcy Shimoff and Hay House author Steve Farmer, who's going to be talking about earth magic. Really, really incredible. We also have Dr. Bruce Lipton coming back on, and then Eric Pearl will be coming on as well. So stay tuned, because the best is yet to be. Now, let's get started talking about my favorite place in this entire world, Cyrus World and Peace City. Now, Cyrus stands for Create Your Reality Experience Self, and that's exactly what you do. This is a virtual world where you put on your avatar, meaning a body of your choice that you design it or whatever you want to be, and you merge into this virtual world. You will meet people who you want to socialize with, who you want to do business with. You can purchase land. You can build your mansion. You can build a business, and you can create your dreams. There is also a downtown with outdoor cafes, opera houses, and stages on which to perform. You can fly there. You can swim underneath the water and still breathe. You can ride motorcycles, bikes, jet skis, boats. This virtual world in Peace City and Cyrus World is like heaven or Disney World. I am so in love with this world. I want to tell you a little story about a wonderful guy I recently met in Cyrus World named Habanero. He told me a delightful and romantic story about meeting his wife, Ezza, in Peace City back in 2005 when they were both tour guides. They started off as friends, and when Hab saw Ezza's real-life picture, he knew that they had to meet in the real world. So Hab took a trip from Canada to Budapest, Hungary, where Ezza lived. 2 years later, they were married, and then they went to Rome for their honeymoon. After they returned, they built a place called Rome in Peace City, and it has pictures of their real trip. So take a peek of Hab and Ezza sitting on a bench in Rome for you to see their wonderful love story. I also had a wonderful chat with Sammy, who's the actual founder of Peace City. He said that he has been creating Peace City for the last decade, and it was a favorite hangout of What the Bleep moviegoers in 2005. Sammy said thousands of bleepers used to come to Peace City every day to watch this movie. He also mentioned that he has another decade in which to make Peace City the largest virtual city in the world, and I believe that's going to happen. Just to give you some insight as to why the virtual world is so important, Sammy has developed greenglobaloffice.com, where you can have a meeting with a full video presentation with your guests sitting down at the conference table with people from all over the world, and yet no one ever leaves their homes. You can literally have over 1,000 people attend a meeting or conference without leaving a single carbon footprint. Okay, now, are you hearing what I'm saying? For all of those life coaches, workshop instructors, or entertainers, can you comprehend the possibilities that exist here? Let me mention this as well. I saw an actual Target store in Peace City where you go in and you walk down the aisle and you actually purchase the items online. Now, does that give anyone any ideas? You are not restricted to a regional area. You have the entire planet as your customers. I've got to tell you that there are so many incredible opportunities to live and work in Cyrus World and Peace World. It's incredible. So everyone get their thinking caps on, because this is a new trend and internet business. Now, the Institute of Noetic Science magazine called The Shift talk about the virtual worlds in their September-November 2008 issue, which stated that the UK-based Gartner Research predicts that as many as 80% of all internet users will work or play in virtual spaces within the next 3 years. Okay, so get your thinking caps on, get creative, and start being a part of these opportunities. This is where the world is heading. So with all this in mind, I am thrilled to introduce my wonderful new friends in CyrusWorld right now. At this point, I feel that they're more than just friends. I feel like they're family, and the relationships we built together have been absolutely astounding. Let me first introduce the co-founder of CyrusWorld.com and owner of Cyrus Cafe, Jane McCarthy. Jane is coming to us from Belgium. I'm so glad you're here, Jane.
Thanks, Jules. I'm thrilled to be here.
And with her on the other line is the other co-founder and master builder creator of Cyrus and the head of the U.S. division of CyrusWorld, Cianne Hunt, who is from Florida, but who happens to be visiting with Jane in Belgium as we speak. Hi, Cianne. I'm so glad you could be with us.
Thank you, Jules. I'm absolutely thrilled to be here in this moment with you.
Then we have CyrusWorld Law of Attraction expert, Thomas Ladick, who wrote a really great book called Reaction to Attraction. Thomas is talking to us from the UK. Hi, Thomas. I'm so glad you could join us.
I'm glad I'm here as well. Hello, Jewel.
And finally, we have Community Relations Director and Life Coach of CyrusWorld, Heidi Elizabeth Johnson, who lives in Wisconsin. It's an absolute thrill to have you here, Heidi.
Oh, thank you, Jules. I'm glad I'm here, too.
Let's start with Jane first. Jane, can you give us a bit of history of Cyrus and how it all came to be?
Well, it started as a dream, a vision. I could feel in my heart that it was a place that existed, that was given, that was done. And I imagined it as if it was real. I felt it was real. I could feel it in heart and mind. And I regularly found myself walking in that neighborhood. I could sense it with all five senses and beyond that. And I knew Cianne. And one day I shared this dream, as I loved to share dreams with fellow dream believers. And she said, I could sense the smile down the phone. She said, "Well, you have no idea that I can do this for you, do you?" And I said, "You mean you can make a 3D virtual reality world as I'm envisioning?" And she said, yes, I've had this dream too for many years. And I've been building up to this point. And now we converge and let's make it reality. And that's what we've done.
Yes, you've created something absolutely wonderful here. When did you start creating it?
Well, the beautiful thing is that the build, we say breaking ground, began with Cianne getting her hands in the clay, so to speak, on February the 14th last year. And I say that's a delightful date because, as many of your listeners will know, it's a day of heart. It's Valentine's Day. It was a complete coincidence, synchronicity, you might say, that it was February the 14th. And we just think of it now as our day full of heart, because it's the day that Cyrus Cafe Foundation was laid in this beautiful world. And it's a very amazing build. And much has grown up in ever-increasing circles around it. And we're all so, so delighted with the co-creation that takes place there on a daily basis since that day in 2008, February the 14th. It's just it's just grown and grown and grown and represents the belief that we have in Cyrus of one of our pillars of belief is human growth.
Oh, yes, I can see human growth being a major feature of Cyrus World. Now, you own the Cyrus Cafe Antwerp, and that's a real cafe, isn't it?
Yes, I'm actually calling from Cyrus Cafe Antwerp right now, and also Sian, who looks after our operations in America, is also here right now as well in Belgium.
But it's a real cafe, isn't it? I mean, people can go there and drink wine and eat dinner and really experience the real world there, right?
Indeed. Sian is giggling because I get many letters and many emails when it dawns on people that not only is the cafe real, not only is Cyrus real, but I'm real too. And we get the most extraordinary, delicious communications from people where they've just had this sudden realization that I'm a real human being. And they can actually talk with me as we're talking right now. And then, I introduce them to the functions in Cyrus World where you can actually have voice-to-voice chat, and it expands the belief in communication beyond linear means, and introduces people to the idea that there are many dimensions to life, and indeed to the human experience for each one of us and all of us collectively. So it's really quite fun to show people photographs and videos and tell them the stories of what goes on here in this magical place in a very, very beautiful city. We're in an amazing spot in the heart of Europe, and it means a lot to people who sort of make the journey here and can meet us all in person. I just enjoy every person that I greet that walks into our world, and I focus on them and give them my 100% complete attention in that moment, and that's all that matters to me.
Yes, as a matter of fact, you're often the first person that people see when they first enter Cyrus World. That is so nice and such a nice treat. Sian, how long did it take you to build Cyrus World?
About a full year, full time.
Full time.
Full time for me is all day, all night, take a nap.
But you literally created everything from scratch, the sun, the skies, the ocean, the floor, everything. You've created it.
It came as a blank canvas. There was land and there was sky, and everything else was to be born out of the dream, out of the imagination, one inch at a time. And so it was like a mural, a canvas to paint. And being alone in the world most of the year, because we weren't open, I was just able to continue that thread of creativity. It was absolutely a wonderful time, and it's still going on, as you know.
Yes, every time I go there, there's something new that's been built. It's incredible. Now, Cyrus World is a part of Peace City, is it not?
Mm-hmm. Peace is our universe. It is every world in there is our sister city, and we can't think of a better place to be. It's totally about the heart and peace and sustainability, and everything that comes in is with that vision of what can we be doing to give more to the world, to give more information that allows for, you know, the shift that we're all interested in seeing come to be in the most easy way. So whether it has to do with being green, like our Green Global Office world, or a peace world where it's just the people's ideas have been created and you can enjoy walking that garden path and looking at all of the individual builds. It's all about the feeling place of peace.
And about creativity, about the arts, about music, about anything that's beautiful that's what it's all about, and that's what you can find in Cyrus: beauty, peace, freedom. It's wonderful. Now, Thomas, you are the law of attraction expert in Cyrus World because you wrote a really terrific book called Reaction to Attraction, and you're always in Cyrus World. I just absolutely adore coming and getting that chance to talk to you and just sound off. It's just wonderful. What do you think happens with the law of attraction in Cyrus World? There's some real stuff going on there, isn't there?
Right. Well, the way it works is essentially that the subconscious does not seem to make a distinction between what's imagined mentally and what's physically present, and it applies to electronic imagery just as it does to mental pictures. And Cyrus being a 3D virtual reality world gives people an opportunity to have a consistent image mentally as well as in front of their eyes, because that's one of the things about visualizing. It can be difficult to really have a consistent focus on the image. So in Cyrus, it's there consistently, and it helps to evoke a feeling place, warmth for people. As it's this place where essentially peace and harmony and love and all of that. And so it's easy to keep on feeling those feelings when observing Cyrus World, which then helps to attract more experiences of a like nature. Essentially, the desire doesn't need to be kept in mind. As long as we're just having a desire within us, that's what we constantly emanate, because people talk about how we're transmitters and receivers energetically, and we've constantly got a desire. We've constantly got that broadcasting, and as long as we feel the feelings of having it, we're drawing it towards us. So there's no need to focus on it. All that's necessary is to feel the feelings of having it now.
So what I've noticed when I'm playing and having a great time in Cyrus World, I'm actually merging my mind and my actions with Cyrus World. So that is then becoming my reality, and I'm living my desires and dreams as if it were happening in the real world.
Well, the core of it sounds absolutely right, essentially. It does absolutely, because it's a consistent image. I think that's one of the key things with Cyrus, that people don't need to make an effort to actually see the imagery as having what they want. It's just consistently there. Once it's still, it's already as though it's realized. But effectively, another plane of reality, it could be said, as in a virtual reality. And the emotions that people just respond to that image, really. One example which people can relate to very likely is when they've watched a movie. And they will emotionally respond to what's going on in that movie, even though they're probably just in a cinema or the living room and everything is relaxed around them, because their subconscious doesn't make a distinction between the movie's imagery and what's actually physically going on. The emotions respond to it either way, just the same. And it's a similar principle with Cyrus.
It's very easy to raise your vibration there because, for example, one of the most powerful tools that we can use for that appreciation is found in abundance in Cyrus World. Just step in and find out for yourself. You all around represents the essence of appreciation.
Well, that absolutely makes a lot of sense. And to me, I tend to think it's a very, very magical place that everything happens. Heidi, you are a life coach at Cyrus World, and you're also the community relations director.
Yes.
Can you give us some particulars about Cyrus World? I know that we come in for free as a tourist, but then we can become citizens of Cyrus World. And you can actually purchase land. Tell us about that.
Well, they can come in, and there's a lot of different lands that they can take a look at. I think, actually, when it comes to looking at land, Deanne's actually the one that is most supportive there. But they can take a look at land in Cyrus. And also, I believe, Deanne, right, there's some land in Peace City that's available as well.
There is in Hometown, that's correct.
But they can take a look, and there's beautiful land all throughout Peace City, through Cyrus, that they can take a look at and really peruse the different properties and
So you went through this process, Heidi. How did it feel for you when you chose your land?
It was wonderful. I went about with CN and took a look around, and really for me it was very simple. I walked about and I immediately just knew. I looked at that beautiful water, I looked at that sky, and I knew this is where I needed to be. Because I knew that there was a purpose there for me. And for me, building was a very beautiful process. It was a very healing, very therapeutic process for me because I was able to extract a lot from myself within the process of building. I was able to, within the process of building also, I met so many interesting people, and I was able to extrapolate a lot from those discussions and learn just so much about myself, about others, so many things that I took not just within this virtual reality world and used within there, but then took that and brought it and used in the world outside. It was a really transformative time for me.
Let's get down to specifics a little bit. And I know that you had a specific goal when you came into Cyrus World, and that was about losing weight. How did Cyrus World help you accomplish your goal?
For me, it was really fun picking an avatar, and actually I kind of laughed because when I first came into Cyrus World, you know, and I work out a lot, but I put on an outfit that was just, to me, looked like a power workout outfit, you know, the little shorts and the top, and it was really helpful to me because it got me into that zone, that frame of mind of this is my little power workout outfit, and it really got me going. And I'll tell you, if you can see it and believe it in your mind, you can go and do it. And I had that. I'd go into Cyrus and I'd see that there's that little button that's so short, and I'd think, yep, that's me. That is me right there. And it got me going. And I was just right there at the gym, and I'd be thinking, yep, them shorts are mine. And right, you know, my little avatar booty, you know. But it was really something for me. And it was also, you know, I think about all the things when I was building, and I would think about, you know, it was a time for me to be thinking and processing. And I'd think about all the things that I did. Like one day I was skiing because they have a little ski area, and I thought to myself, you know, I want to be that girl that goes skiing. I want to be that girl that goes snowshoe walking. That started entering my mind. And so you know what I did? I went snowshoe walking all winter long. And I started making snow angels all winter long. Jane could tell you that. I sent her pictures. I started doing all this stuff because I said, by God, I'm going to do it. I'm not going to be just thinking about it. I'm getting off the sidelines, and I'm going to do it. And that's the thing.
I think that Cyrus is kind of that feeling place in between, Heidi, where you are on the sideline, and then you can sort of dip your toe in the pool and see how the water feels and then go for it. Is that?
I stopped sitting on the sidelines.
Yeah.
And I became a player. Because for so long, I was sitting on the sidelines. And I said, now I'm going to jump in, and I'm going to be a player in my own life. And that's what happened for me.
Well, I definitely can identify with it because I picked the avatar of my body like it was when I was 20 years old, and I look hot. I'm proud to say I look hot. If you don't believe me, come in and see me there.
We love the
I lovers. Look like I am 20 years old, and you know what? I'm beginning to feel that way as well.
That's right. Mm-hmm. And also I'd like to add that the vibrational feeling place of the people who are in Cyrus World, who have created it, who love it and are part of it, you see those matches in the beautiful people that are attracted to be there. And it's just a beautiful feeling talking to anybody you meet. There are people who who are all over the planet, who are looking for those that are speaking the same language, who are interested in fascinating conversations that expand and grow them. And we'd love to invite everyone to come in and talk to each other, encourage them to learn from each other, to grow together, to be more, to do more, to have bigger thoughts, to dream bigger, to dream better, to feel good online and feel good in their life from that. The global hub of people who just would love to feel good because they know it's the biggest gift they can give to themselves. The beauty is almost secondary. The mountains, it's all secondary to the relationships. And that's the real intent of the world, is to bring together those that want that joy of being together.
Very well said. I agree with you 100%. You know, the other evening I was in Cyrus and I was playing around and I met a young guy there by the name of Patty from Buenos Aires. And I had a terrific time exploring Cyrus World with him. It was just so much fun. But there's another aspect of Cyrus World that to me represents just something incredible to me, and that's called freedom. You know, I can go to Cyrus, and there is no limitation on physicalness. I can lift up from the ground and start soaring, fly anywhere I want to go. That sense of freedom is the best thing that I've ever felt. And another thing, when I go to Cyrus, I can forget that I'm an adult. I can become a child again. I can fill myself up with joy, and I can jump off of that waterfall and feel like I'm falling, and it's absolutely incredible. And then getting on David's incredibly beautiful motorcycles or bicycles and just going all over, having the time of your life, just going as fast as you can. Boy, there's nothing else better. And how about those jet skis?
There's so many modes of transport. We've got magic carpets, we've got hoverboards, we've got UFOs. We've got skis, we've got jet skis. There's so many different modes
bubbles.
Of transport.
Riding a bubble.
Oh, yes. We have bubbles from a movie. It's a traveling orb. It goes with you, and you see the world through the color of the orb, rose-colored. We love rose-colored glasses.
Fun. Think about how many times have you said to yourself, you know, this is so great. I wish I could stand on top of a mountain and just yell this from the top of a mountain. Well,
yes.
Guess what? You can. Because I remember when I first came to Cyrus, and I was so happy I would do that, you know, and I still do. And
she still does.
Yeah, and it's just amazing because you can. You can go to the top of a mountain and say, I'm so happy. Because I don't have any mountains by me right now. And so I can, but I can. I can just pop online and yell from the top of a mountain, hello.
You have the feeling place of the mountain. You believe you're there.
Oh,
and it's all about the feeling place when you're a deliberate creator, maintaining that feeling place.
And when you mention the word virtual world, people start getting all nervous, like they're thinking you have to have all these technical skills. But what was so incredible, Heidi, you remember this, is that there was a little boy, a five-year-old boy, that was zooming all over the place, having the time of his life. And if a five-year-old child could do it, my golly, everybody can do it. It's just fantastic.
And that particular little boy knows a lot more than me. Let me assure you, Tian can tell you, because when I first started building too, let me assure you, if I could do this, believe me, computers is all Greek to me. So for anyone that is nervous about getting on a computer, you can teach an old dog new tricks, because I went kicking and screaming into the 80s. The 80s, people, let me assure you. So, believe me. It's, you know, it's beautiful, and you can get on there. And there are people that are so wonderful. Anyone here that's in-world is so happy to help anyone that comes in. there's always someone here that is available to help and assist, and there's signs everywhere too. So it's so user-friendly. It's very user-friendly, and everyone's just happy to see someone coming in that they'll bend over backwards to help. And literally, they will bend over backwards, because if you hit this key, you can bend really, really far back. So literally, they will bend over backwards.
Oh, I've got to tell you some of the most hilarious stories that I've had. You know, I'll go into Cyrus World, and I will meet someone new for the first time. And I just have this, I will just start cracking up. And I remember specifically my dear friend Dee Dee Mercer Moffat came in to Cyrus World, and she had a tourist outfit on, and I was taking her and showing her everywhere, and she got stuck. I mean, she landed in the water. She couldn't get out. Remember, James? It was so funny. And she couldn't get out, so she ended up walking out on the side, perpendicular to the ground. It was hilarious. And then she wouldn't stop. She just kept on walking up the mountain, even though she was parallel to the ground. It was the funniest thing, and I could not stop laughing. And then there was another time, just the other night, I was with Patty. And we were in the Flying Saucers, and of course he's much younger, and he's zipping all over the place, and I'm really, you know, taking my time and just sightseeing, and he gets out of the Flying Saucer, and I'm looking at him, and all of a sudden his nose is like a flying saucer. And I'm just going, what did you do to your nose? You look like an alien. And we were laughing so hard, I had tears running down my face. Never have I laughed so hard. Oh, my goodness, that was so much fun.
I do have to think that my favorite, though, is there's a wonderful gentleman from France who enjoys going in an avatar of a horse, and he does enjoy the wine. And so there's nothing better than, you know, a drunk horse flying around in the forest. So, because we like to have parties, and he enjoys sticking his head into the wine glass, because I've made very large wine glasses for parties, and he enjoys, we teach him that he's a drunk horse, although he says it's pink champagne. But I don't allow drinking and flying at my parties. So, none of that.
And that's something we really haven't talked about. You can have major parties there, even up to 500 people. At a party in Cyrus World.
You can.
Or you can have people come in for a workshop, too.
That's right. That's
and
right.
We've had some really great parties. We've had birthday parties. We've had holiday parties.
Mm-hmm. And we had a winter wonderland. That was yours, Heidi. Mm-hmm. Beautiful winter wonderland.
Winter wonderland. You know, really, it's all unlimited here.
The thing is, it's easy to build, it's easy to create, and because it's so easy, you then knock it down and start all over again for the next season. It's forever flowing, it's forever changing, and you don't need to say, there, that's done, I've built it, and I'm finished with it. No, you can continue to nudge and change and then bring everyone over and say, oh, new environment, let's have another party now.
Yep.
And there's flowing, and just like life, it allows you to open up to the continuous flowing and think out of the box and give that ego flexibility that there might be a nose that's a flying saucer, and it's okay.
Yes, it's okay.
That's expand. That's personal growth. When you can accept that a nose is a flying saucer, you know you're on your way to being a better creator.
You know,
or you bump into a fish in the ocean and they give you a really funny look.
Yes, and Cian, you created Wally out there at Law of Attraction Land.
Chunky Wally. It is. There are no limits. As creators, there really are no limits. It's an illusion that we have limits.
Well, that's the key word right there. It's an illusion. Just like our real world, we are living in illusion. That's what makes it so incredible. All of this, including Cyrus World, is all an illusion.
The thing about Cyrus is that you learn to just completely immerse yourself in a stream of life and you just feel. You just feel. Mm. And that's, I mean, that for me, that's what I've learned. I just learned to feel again and just immerse myself completely. And it translates completely from the 3D world right out into your real life. And it's just a really transformative place. It really, truly is.
It's also an incredible learning center. There's Abraham Hicks buildings all over the place. There's also a healing center where you can learn about crystals. There's even Eric Pearl. There's everything. There's the art center, everything that you could truly learn. It's just phenomenal. Nothing is limited there. And speaking of all that, I forgot to mention the land of the law of attraction. My goodness, if you get a chance, you have to come see it. We have got an intention gazebo where you can go in and listen to a recording and actually set an intention, and you're in this energetic orb. And then you go into the belief gazebo. And then you move forward into the allowing gazebo. Another place that is really special is Thomas's creation of a lucid dreaming palace. And that's up in the sky, which is really incredible.
Well, essentially, the way it started was that I used to have a garden somewhere essentially up in the skies in Cyrus, because you can feel in the skies as well there. Freedom, as a reference to just freedom. And I thought, you know, considering that there are so many kind of inspired and spiritual people in Cyrus, how about if there was a place which inspired them for lucid dreaming? Just a place which provided the visual stimuli, so to speak, to help them to really have a more vivid dream life. And so with the help of the M, I just managed to have this lucid dreaming palace then, and it just looks like a lucid dream, as of experience in some way.
So Thomas, do you think that when you're in Cyrus World, it's similar to lucid dreaming?
Absolutely, yes, that's what it feels like to some extent. And yes, some of the events talked about, like with the essentially fishes and breathing on the water. That's very much dreamlike, those events.
Thomas, you mentioned that Sand helped you with your lucid dreaming palace up in the sky. Now, Sand, you are the master builder, creator. Didn't you tell me that you worked for Disney World?
I did work for Disney World, and I still do.
And that must be why Cyrus World feels so magical.
Does it? You, that's such a compliment. Disney provides experiences, and that's what Cyrus is. It's an experience. I worked there for 13 years. I've tried to soak up the genius of every person I met while I was there. I'm just there part-time now. But there's something so valuable in an experience that carries you through the rest of the week or the month or, gosh, a year. That is why people travel so far to Disney for that feeling. Cyrus, you don't have to travel anywhere but to your desk. And really, you can do it for no fee at all. It's absolutely free to visit Cyrus World and to experience 90% of the services and the benefits there. You may not even notice that anything else would be available that a citizen gets. If you want to immigrate and live and have a home and do those things, then we welcome you as a citizen. And but to come in and make your day great, or just to watch the ocean or stand in an orb and listen to some wonderful music or visit your area, Law of Attraction Land.
And the reason why Law of Attraction Land looks and feels so magical and so beautiful is because Sian created the entire place, everything. She did a fantastic job.
So pleased you love it.
Yes, and especially the waterfall that I can jump right off of. I love it.
First thing I created, and I just wanted you to love it. All my love went into it for you.
Oh, yes, you can tell you put a lot of love and effort into creating a magnificent place. And I especially like to go visit the Law of Attraction Radio Network building and stand up on the roof and then just look at the entire land. It's just so beautiful. And visitors to the building can go and click on the posters of the host, and their shows will start playing. That's what's so incredible. You can listen to a show while you play there.
Everything, any show is available there because they're all archived. There's a link to every show. You could be there for days.
Yes, and you can swim and still listen to the show or take a jet ski.
Yes, or get in a swan boat and be expanded at the same time while you swan boat around the ocean.
Or visit the UFO Center right above us. You know, I took a picture of Jane, who transformed into a UFO.
And
I love
fact,
that. I buzz along that ocean front like a pebble across the water.
Yes.
And it just makes me giggle and giggle and giggle. I just adore the feeling of freedom I have in those UFOs. Joy factor. Big joy factor.
And we've sent you lots and lots of great pictures.
Yes. Oh, my gosh. It's fantastic. Everyone who goes into Cyrus World can take their own photographs. It's so simple. And so we love to have gatherings, you know, come on everybody, stand and, you know, have some fun in the spot. And we take photographs of each other and share them across the community. And we have such a giggle with pink giraffes and teapots on our head, and we have such fun creating a sort of an Alice in Wonderland experience sometimes in the photographs. And it absolutely does relate to real life in that I also get a lot of photographs. Heidi mentioned the snow angel she created, that she was inspired to do after visiting the ski resort in the Peace World. She then sent me delightful pictures of snow angels that she created for many people in the community and named each one after a member in the community. It was just delightful, and people see sunsets in Cyrus World and take a photograph of them, and then they'll send me a sunset from their neighborhood and say, you know, look, this is where I live, this is where I experience Cyrus World. And there's a beautiful blending, a lovely coherence between the two, and people love to illustrate with photography how the two match.
You know, I just wish I could convey the joy and the experience that I have at Cyrus to the entire world. I mean, there is nothing more special to me that can bring me so much joy than Cyrus World.
We want the same thing. We're so inspired by the joy that you find there, because we know every intention we set has come to be. It's exactly as we imagined it. It is done as we imagined it. And we'll imagine it bigger and better, and it will become that, because we have the evidence of the way you feel now.
I know that Cyrus World is create your reality experience self. But to me, it's create your miracle.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Can I tell you guys something, too, while we're here? Is, you know, I'm getting ready to go to leave to come join them just for a visit here in a couple weeks. And I was, you know, of course, in getting ready to leave for a month, I had to do some cleaning because I can't leave my house, you know, with things laying out. And when I first came to Cyrus, I loved it so much. And, you know, I just said, I've got to go there. But I thought, how can I afford to go do this? So I'm one of these people that I write intentions down, and then I tuck them away, and I forget about it because I just leave it to the universe. And when I was cleaning, I went through my journal, and I found this piece of paper yesterday, and it said,
it is my intention to go to Germany and to Belgium, possibly even France. It is my wish that I will go to Cyrus and that all the financing for this will be made in abundance. There will be even more than enough money and an overabundance of joy. I will go to Cyrus Cafe. And that is what I wrote the very first week that I came there. And I just wanted to share that while I'm here.
And you're going there.
And I'm doing that.
That was in the first week, and indeed she's going to be here for a week. And we're so excited. This is the beauty, the miracle of Cyrus World, that these aren't simply beautiful virtual relationships. These are relationships that go beyond. And I'm personally friends with many of the people that visit Cyrus World, and I know that Heidi Elizabeth and Thomas and Sian and other people who are regularly present on an almost daily basis in Cyrus World are experiencing the same joy in really getting to know people and building relationships that I hope will last for a lifetime, because I've met some absolutely incredible people in there.
Absolutely. Sian, how difficult is it to build your mansion or your office building or your retreat? I know that Dee Dee is in the process of building her land right now, and I was just wondering, how difficult is it?
I know that you watched part of Dee Dee's lesson. I was with her for an hour. I personally taught her. It's not hard, and it's so much fun. She was off and running. I blinked, and she had built all of this stuff. It's fantastic. It's not hard to learn it all. At this time, lessons are being given by me. I'm giving all of the lessons. I'm happy to do that. So it's typically one-on-one. David's also giving lessons as well. David is in France. And we hope to get over to meet him when Heidi is here as well. So she will go to France, just like she mentioned in her intentions. To become an expert, sure, that takes, just like a great painter, or if you're playing piano, it's going to take some practice, but you can have the most fun straight away after 10 minutes of time learning.
I just discovered this incredible mansion that's in a tree the other day. I could not get over it. It is so beautiful. It's all made of stone, and it's in a huge tree.
It is. It's Envision. It was started as a proper house on the ground, and then there's some space that you go to when you're dreaming about building, and you get an idea out of the ether. And she said, no, it needs to be up in the tree. And she built a tree, and she stuck it up in the tree. And now it's a tree house. And then she made it more than it was, with branches and new stairways. And isn't it wonderful?
It's a beautiful mansion.
Well, she is a bird. It has to be in the sky.
She's usually a bird.
You're right. This fine retreat has to be up in a tree, because Envision is a bird. That's how she likes to portray herself, as a bird.
I don't think we've mentioned how many things you can be. Sure, you can come in and make your customized avatar. Everybody can, tourists as well. Citizens have a few extra avatars available to them, which are animals, like the horse, like a dog, like a bird, like a butterfly. These are, imagine living around as a butterfly. That feels so free, and envisions a bird most always, yes.
I've got to say again, there's nothing more pleasurable for me to see a 20-year-old body again, and that I can start associating with that body. It has truly energized me into doing the things that I used to do when I was 20 years old. It has rejuvenated the way I think and the way I behave.
It is, because age is imagined.
It's irrelevant. Really is irrelevant. And it's just fun that in Cyrus World, where we appreciate diversity, you can choose any appearance that you desire. It's It's a very inclusive, welcoming place, and all shapes, all sizes, all colors, all varieties are present. It's a beautiful melting pot of diversity, and we just find that really delicious.
You are looking through the eyes of your avatar, seeing the world and having that feeling place of being. And if you can imagine, if you can have the feeling place of being, then you become what you want that feeling to be. Be, do, have anything.
Well put. Be, do, have everything. Heidi was talking to me about the chat rooms and about, in particular, Abe's chats.
We were having Abe chats weekly. I'm in a different time zone now, and so that's why you're not seeing them. But honestly, we invite everyone in to start their own chats. If you have something you're passionate about and you want to share it, you can make any presentation that you like about your passions and bring people in to be part, to share. If it's something you'd like to teach, if it's something you want to talk about, if it's something that you are an expert at, if you cook great pancakes, we all want to know and learn from you. Or if you want to talk about Abraham and you can share the teachings, yes, please do so. Everyone is welcome. Everyone can start a group. We support anyone who wants to be part of the community. And Heidi, as Community Relations, and myself, will do whatever needs to be done to provide the proper space and support for you to grow your dreams as best you can. It's all about sharing information.
Yes. Bring your creativity, bring your art, bring your music, bring your writing, bring your multimedia experiences. It can all be presented very, very beautifully.
Yes, I have wonderful space available in the Art Center. So all musicians and artists, please come forward.
Yes, anybody that's an artist or musician, you can have your work right in Cyrus World for everybody to see and praise. Jane, I noticed that Eric Pearl, who's going to be a guest on our show soon, is in the healing room. Are you referencing Eric, or is he a part of Cyrus World?
We just have him as reference because I personally practice the reconnection. And so when we created the healing hall, I asked that my passion for healing in that aspect could be represented. Just to give people information about a bit more about what I do here in Cyrus Cafe in Antwerp. He came to visit the Cyrus Cafe here when he gave one of his workshops, his trainings in Belgium. He came to visit us, had dinner at the cafe with his team. And I just wanted to represent as much as I can every day what I and what other members of the Cyrus family are doing. So you'll see lots of personal references to myself and other people in Cyrus World. For example, in Cyrus Cafe, I have an office, a desk space, Sian does as well. And we just love to put our heart, our passions, our interests, who we are. I've said that full transparency, and we love to represent it in a 3D virtual reality landscape, so that people get to know us better and to learn about us, and hopefully that inspires other people to share their dreams, their passions, their inspirations, what they enjoy doing, what's fun for them.
I also noticed that you have Douglas Vermeeren, the creator and director of the best-selling film, The Opus, as a major sponsor for Cyrus World.
Again, he was in the cafe recently, spent a week with us. Loved the Cyrus experience, both online and on world, and is happy to be a part of what we're doing. And we have an excellent relationship there, Belgium to Canada and beyond and in between and roundabout. So, yes, we have many interesting partners and people that support us and share vision with us.
What do you envision for Cyrus in the near future?
Well, the next thing that
we are focusing on and putting our hearts and intention into is building a HeartMath Institute with that organization.
Oh, great. HeartMath, that's a favorite of ours.
Yes. So that and incorporating aspects of the Global Coherence Initiative into a forested area by a lake in Cyrus World is the next build that will be beginning very soon. We have a call with HeartMath on Monday, and we expect to expand the vision at that point.
That is going to be very exciting. And one thing is for sure, Cyrus World will always expand every single day, every month, every year. It's just going to keep on growing and be more magical. I want to thank everyone for being on the show today. Thomas, thank you so much for sharing everything, especially about your palace, your lucid dreaming palace. Thank you.
It's been a pleasure. Thank you.
And Jane, thank you so much for being the inspiration and the co-creator of Cyrus. It's absolutely wonderful.
Thank you, Jules. Thanks for many, many happy memories that you've given to me and so many in Cyrus World that have seen you there and enjoyed your presence and the laughter and the fun. I'd just like to thank you for sharing that both in world and on the planet and for your huge contribution to consciousness.
Well, thank you. And Sian, thanks so much for coming.
Thank you, Jules. I just want to thank you personally for raising my vibration on a daily basis and all of the fun and giggles, like Jane said. It's just so, there's so much fun to be had.
Oh, there is. Lots of fun. And Heidi, thanks for coming on. And please enjoy your trip to Belgium. I'm definitely going to be following your trip.
Thank you, Jules, and thank you so much. I really just deeply appreciate you. You're just wonderful.
Thank you. And to all the wonderful listeners out there, we'll talk to you next week. Bye-bye. Thank you for joining us on Law of Attraction Talk Radio with Jules. For more information, go to Law of Attraction Radio Network at lawofattracttalkradio.com or lawofattractiontools.com.